Hi, this is the question for Mr. Aaron Jackson, A-A-R-O-N. Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Date of service is 6-3-2022, date of birth 2-20-1990, date of accident 4-10-2022. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. He was initially seen on 4-19-2022. After that, he did not come. He was reminded by his therapist for continuing the physical therapy as well as for continuing the doctor visit. Apparently, earlier he was involved in an automobile accident on 4-10-2022. And it was a side collision as a driver, frontal side collision. And airbag deployed, and he started having headaches, usually frontal and right-sided in the temple, sensitive to light, especially with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, feeling like drunk, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmares, fearful of the event, blood vision, spots in the vision with nausea. Along with this patient, he started having pain in the lower back, more towards the right side than in the center or the left. 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 without any radiation. No neck pain or middle back pain was present. Now, today he reports that the pain in the lower back is continuing and it is now worsening at 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and there has been no relief with the physical therapy also. He says that he has spasm in the whole spine from neck to the down. He has been increasingly been dizzy and increasingly been vertigo, and there is a sharp pain of the bottom of the feet, and he wakes up because of that. Left foot and headaches are continuing. Patient further informs that pain level remains 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And 60% pains are relieved. In the ADLs, mood is affected 10. General activity is affected 9. Walking ability 6. Rest of the ADLs are not affected. In the system review, patient reports that he is suffering from following symptoms: headaches associated with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision. He stumbles and falls a couple times in last 1 week, but he did not go to any hospital. He has moderate difficulty sleeping, tension, loss of equilibrium, confusion, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration. He has severe anxiety and nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient reports ongoing neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, limited range of motions, clicking, grinding, nerve pain, lower back pain, and hip pain. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. You can see painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports the pain has worsened. However, there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ortran, but currently is not taking any. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is to patient is fully compliant to the pain medication right now. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 138/94, pulse is 76, and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit. 4-19-2022, dictation 0420-085. Kindly use the musculoskeletal examination, general review, and extremities examination only, if any. And diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is having an ongoing pain, and it appears that he's pointing towards the right sacroiliac joint that will be involved. It appears, but it's not confirmed diagnosis, but the Faber-10 consultant tests are positive on that side. His headaches are continuing. And at this time, the strategy is to make sure that he takes all the medication. He has been provided with naproxen, and trazodone, 100 milligram at night, which is for depression, anxiety, and sleep. Muscle relaxer, Flexeril has been provided, 10 milligram three times a day. The pain medication, narcotics, have been withdrawn because he was found to have a cocaine in his urine, and for a while he'll be all out from the narcotics. Conservative physical therapy has been ordered three times per week, and it appears that the MRI is not going to be ordered for now. Next visit will consider and decide about it. He's been informed about the sacroiliac joint injection intra-articular with arthrogram that could bring some relief and also help in diagnosis. So far the patient is stable. Thank you so much.